Detective Chief Inspector Neil Kettle of Devon and Cornwall Police was reading a report on sheep rustling when the call came in from a panicked youngster who'd found a body. Only 8 a.m. and he was at Liskerrick Police Station early to catch up on paperwork, the bane of any police officer's existence. A corpse made the perfect excuse to leave his desk. Red tape could wait. Fresh bodies needed immediate attention. Given the location, it was probably a dead teenager, an impetuous daredevil taken by the Grim Reaper, who didn't care about the age of his victims. It would mean a distressing visit to the boy's parents, and he'd need the expertise of his sergeant, Jane Snow, who acted as family liaison officer. She'd been a nurse before retraining as a police officer, driven by a need to tackle domestic violence after treating victims in the accident and emergency ward. Inspector Shah Roy was settling at his desk, eager to impress. He worked extra hours to justify promotion from the high-tech crime unit over in Plymouth. Joining the major crime investigation team based at Liskerrick was a feather in his cap. He looked to be an ambitious officer and thankfully a team player. Shah's predecessor, Inspector Frank Best, paid the price for his independent, maverick ways, becoming the final victim of a serial killer known as the Watcher. Neil tagged Shah and they drove in his Range Rover up onto the high ground of Bodmin Moor. Neil knew Gold Diggings Quarry from swimming its waters beside Jenny. His wife had died in a road traffic accident 6 years ago, but he still saw her everywhere he went. He hadn't visited the quarry since her death and wasn't looking forward to it. Shah radioed the Marine Support Unit to join them. The floater would be tricky to recover and might not be the only victim. People dumped all sorts of scrap in the water, including cars, a hazard tombstoners never considered when they jumped from a height, ignorant of what lay beneath. A bright morning, the dusty roads were scrubbed clean by a dramatic storm the night before. The tarmac gleamed. Steam rose from vegetation, and rivulets of water coursed along the edges of the lanes. Cornwall's granite geology was impervious to rain, which penetrated the topsoil to be sent packing for days after a downpour. Shah was a city boy, and admitted it, but eager to learn country ways. Confused by Cornish colloquialisms, he was getting into the swing of the local lingo by trying them out on his new colleagues. His diction was impeccable in a precise sing-song Indian way, so being hailed with "All right, me handsome" by a neatly suited brown-skinned gentleman who looked like a doctor had unintended comic potential. He'd fit in eventually if he stopped trying so hard. Neil welcomed his services, as he was easily the most qualified candidate. They needed to move with the times, for Cornwall was increasingly multicultural. The MSU took an hour to journey from Plymouth, so they'd look around and question the witness. He sat waiting for them in a hatchback in the small sandy car park, the only vehicle there. They invited him into their car. John Cross was a local lad from St. Clarus, a mile away, who'd returned to look for his iPhone, dropped from a pocket as he fled the storm. He found it, then noticed a drowned corpse, the first dead person he'd seen. The smartphone was waterlogged, so he'd driven to Penamina to dial 999 from the public box. Many people wouldn't have bothered. He was blank with shock. Neil left him with Shah and went for a quick shifty at the victim,